All right, a couple of years down the road, you have a new job.
Okay, doing what?
You are working at a zoo.
A zoo. Look, like I
So,
like animals, but I'm not like zoo-like animals.
right. And you had always said that to yourself. You always kind of had in the back of your mind that you would never work in a zoo. It just the thought of it was so preposterous to you. And like to the point where sometimes when you would visit the zoo, you'd be like, huh, yeah, nice enough place. Wouldn't dream of ever working at one though.
You have to find the right, but I think I could do it if I found the right space.
Well, brother,
You know,
you found that space.
where do I find it?
You're working at the at Seahorse Garden Zoo. Zoos and Friends.
Seahorse Garden Zoos and Friends.
Yeah, that's the name of the zoo.
Oh,
So
fuck.
the deal with this place is that they don't really pay a whole lot.
Oh, great. I'm glad I'm doing this then.
But the reason that you're doing it is you are actually like taking a break from like the regular working world. You know what I mean?
Why?
Because you have stored away about 6 months worth of rent, easy.
Hey.
You're selling merch at shows now.
Okay, what am I selling?
So they're t-shirts where if you fold all the corners together, it's supposed to form the phrase I farted, but it fucks up, and every time it does it says by accident I fat read. And
Great.
they sell like hotcakes, dude. Because
Yeah.
like normally, like when you first look at the shirt, it looks like it says pumpkin pie, but then when you fold it together, I fat read. And you are like routinely selling out of these shirts. They are really helping you out. So
Man,
you've got
we should
you've
make
got a,
those. Let's
so
talk
you've
about that off. Let's take that offline.
heard you start like I said
How much am I
thinking
selling them for?
25 bucks a pop.
Okay. And people
And
are
you,
buying them?
yeah, you've sold enough of strictly of just these. Of these t-shirt sales to pay for 6 months rent, and you do in advance. When you walk down
I
to
pay 6 months worth of rent in advance.
just to not even because like this was money you were not expecting, so you're like, you know what?
Okay.
I'm gonna actually do something okay with, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The morning that you walk down to your landlord's office to deliver the rent, you actually like dressed up really nice. Like you put on like a tie and like a suit jacket and you strutted down. You opened the door to the,
Humiliating.
you opened up the door to the guy's office and you slap down that fucking check for 6 months worth of rent. You
Yeah.
look him in the eye and you go, you know, you look at a guy like me, you probably just see some idiot. Some loser, some fat piece of crap, some asshole, some total jerk, some
Piece of
pile of
shit.
carpet. And you go, but
Fucking
guess what?
moron.
You go, but guess what, fella?
You're right.
You think that, but you say the opposite. You go, you're wrong. And this check
You're wrong.
proves it. And you like do the move where you like slide it across the table at him.
I
He
write him
looks
a
at.
paper check.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then like the guy the guy the landlord his name is Peter Casters and of Casters Leasing and he's kind of like weirded out because he's like never really had any kind of thoughts about you one way or the other, you know? Just total projection.
Yes.
And he's
Yeah.
like,
Well,
"Okay,
that
all right."
almost hurts even worse.
Yeah, you're like, oh, he's like, okay, all right, man. And he takes like the check and he's just like, all right, he's a little weirded out.
Yeah,
So
I would be too.
you have
What an
decided I.
insane thing to do. Why did I get dressed up?
Because you thought you wanted to, like, it's kind of like at the end of like Pretty Woman, where
Pretty
it's
woman.
Julia Roberts, where like she wasn't allowed into that,
No,
jewelry
no,
store
no,
or
no,
whatever.
no.
Then she came
Yeah.
back. It was like, you were in commission, right? Big mistake. You actually like thought of saying that, but you realized it didn't make a lot of sense.
Okay. I mean, he might work on commission. I don't know how Castro's leasing works.
So like you have like like I said, you put on the suit and tie, and honestly, Aaron, you look pretty goddamn good because
Dude,
you have all the
I don't. I'm not a man who looks good when he's dressed up.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm just not.
So usually that's the case, but you've started shopping at a place that actually, without even meaning to, completely fits like your whole, like your body very well.
Oh, man.
Flattering in all the right places. Your pants, playfully.
No, just stop. Nothing you say after playfully is gonna make me feel good about.
Just they like kind of like just like I said, playfully, like
Dude.
just rub up against your balls for like just a little bit. You know what I mean? When you walk, so like it feels kind of cool. You've
Feels kind of
been,
cool.
yeah, that
It's
silk
so
against your
significant.
balls.
It brushes against. Am I not wearing underwear?
No, you are, but basically what it
Are my
is you can
balls
feel.
out?
You can just like feel it through your fucking underwear, dude. You've been buying your clothing lately at a store where they typically they sell suits to like morgues for them to use those to like bury people in, you know what I mean? And so for whatever
Yeah.
reason, you've just noticed like, oh, when I because you bought like a pair of pants from there by accident, and you didn't realize what it
How
was.
the fuck do I buy it by accident? I go into a morgue suit store by accident.
Well, it was in like the mall. And
Yeah.
you thought it was where the JCPenney used to be, and I guess you just weren't really paying attention. You had a lot in your
So
mind
this is
that
a big
day.
enough suit store that it took over an entire JCPenney.
Well, like part of it, yeah.
Oh, like
The
okay, got
northern
not
wing,
the whole.
the northern wing of JCPenney. And so you go there and like you don't even realize where you are. You end up buying a pair of pants, you go home and put them on, and they you slip those long white legs of yours through these fucking pants, and they clinch around your waist just so. Enough that you don't need a belt, but you think about these pair of pants, and you say to yourself, a pair of pants this good deserves a belt. So you throw one on, and you realize that it fits perfectly. So you go back there the next day to like
Fits
get some
perfectly.
yeah, you go back to maybe get like another pair of pants because these fit so well. Then you realize, oh, it's a place called Sonny McAdams Clothes for the Dead. And
What
you're
the
like,
fuck?
and you go, what? Yeah, Sonny McAdams is the owner.
How do I not notice that before I go in there?
We had a lot in your mind that day.
Yeah.
Yeah, recently there have been there's like several like not quite fan clubs, but kind of like that have popped up for you. And at first it was kind of cool because they would come out to your shows and stuff like that. They bought a lot of merch, a lot of those I Fat Red t-shirts. And it's flattering, but it's a little odd because they're very they all wear when they go come see you perform at least, they all wear the same type of glasses that you do.
Oh, great. This is, I think I'd be really pumped for this.
You were at first. The Brook
Yeah.
Society is what they're called.
No, come
They
on.
exchange things called Brooks Bucks,
No, come on.
where it's like dollar bills, but it has your face on it.
Okay.
And so the Brook Society, things started off okay, like I said, but then they had like a schism. There are some people who weren't into like the eyeglasses thing. And so the Brook Society wear the eyeglasses. The Cult of Brooks do not. But they both come to your shows, and they're is tension, Aaron.
I don't
I'm
like
not going
this
to
at
lie to
all.
you. That's what I'm saying.
I would call a meeting.
What do you mean?
I would call a meeting. I would call a meeting. All Brooks heads.
So you put out that actually, like the next day after you go back to Sonny McAdams' clothes for the dead, you realize, like, you know, that you're like, oh, right, I bought these clothing because I had all this weird stuff in mind. I'm going to call a meeting. So you go on Instagram, you put a post that just says, calling all Brookheads, cut it out. The two groups have differing like interpretations of what you mean by that. So there's a lot of like fighting
I
in the
think I would be
comments and
negative
stuff.
about it. I think I would be positive. I think I would be positive about it. I think I would preach a message of togetherness and not like I wouldn't scold anyone.
Yeah, but you do.
You know, there, I
so
mean,
there's
there's like
like,
purists and every, you know, I wouldn't do that.
so there's people in the arguments or having arguments in the comments and stuff. So you kind of had a lot on your mind that day. But anyway, so like I said, so you're wearing these clothing. The clothing makes you feel really good. That adds to your confidence for you to go down and yell at the at your landlord. So like I said, you are 6 months paid up. So you've decided, like, I'm going to work at a fucking zoo. You think to yourself, I'm going to do something that I'm just going to try stuff from now on that I never thought I would do. You know, the first thing that you tried doing is you switched from Dr. Pepper to Mr. Pibb. The second thing that you
I
do.
grew up very poor. I'm familiar with the tapes of Mr. Pibb.
Right.
You know, but, you know, I.
But you like return to it. It's a return to Mr. Pibb.
I don't know. That's very sweet.
The second thing you do is you get the job at the zoo. Because you were a little into the sweeter side of life lately, Aaron. I gotta tell you.
What does that fucking mean? And why do you have to tell me?
You've been
What the
like,
fuck do you mean by that?
lately you've just been like sneaking treats while you're on the job and stuff like that.
Right.
There's like a,
right.
At the zoo, there is a vending machine. And it has all of your favorites. Like, think of your favorite sweet treat, and it is in there.
Man.
So you've been kind of, like I said, nothing for you to really worry about.
Probably peanut butter M&Ms.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's all, like the top one, the top row is all different types of peanut butter M&Ms.
You got different types now?
Yeah, there's chunky peanut butter M&Ms. There's
oh no, give me the smooth all day.
There's silver. There's it's called peanut M&M's silver. It's for the people who enjoy the finer things in life. It's like a dollar more.
Or for like older people, like Centrum silver.
It's I mean, it does have a considerable older fan base, I guess, because, you know, they have more money and stuff like that. They've had longer to accumulate
M&M peanut
wealth.
Silver. It's the same thing, but it's just marketed towards a higher class of person.
Mm-hmm.
And that skews to be old white people.
Well, they're not necessarily white, but they're kind of older people. Yeah.
But that's, so it feels like a very racist thing.
Oh, no. It's just called silver because silver, it's sort of like Patron silver.
Oh, okay. I was thinking of like.
Like the hair color.
Yeah.
So you kind of like look into that to make sure, like you're kind of like a little weirded out by that. Also, like the $1 price point, you're a little like, well, what the fuck is this? And so you kind of like, you actually send a like an email to the head of M&M's.
Yeah.
And she responds, Gertrude M with a period.
Oh no.
And she kind of explains. She goes, oh well, no, like she's like, no, that's not what we mean, but.
I wouldn't ask her about it. I'm not going to do anything that requires
just to
an
make sure. You're like, I want to make sure this isn't some kind of weird,
so
like,
I send
race.
Her, hey, are you related to the M&Ms?
Well, no, like, you look up, like, who's the head of M&Ms,
yeah.
And it's her. And so you send
and you're
an
saying
email.
She's telling me, like, no, that's not what it means.
She
I'm
responds
not asking
personally.
Her.
Well, you do.
I'm not
you send an e- well, you send an email because you want to make sure. You're like, this day and age, honestly, like, who knows what things mean? You know what I mean? There's things appropriated that at one point they meant something else. You know what I mean? And so you
Sure.
kind of,
But I
you
don't
got
think
to
I
do
would
due
ask her.
diligence.
Okay.
So you send an email to like, just like, you know, M&Ms at M&Ms global.com, and like she responds. So you feel okay about getting M&M silver. There's also,
I mean, I wouldn't.
you know, you don't. I
I'm
mean, you
not.
don't have to. Yeah.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't pay a dollar more for nothing other
Yeah.
than just.
What's silver colored?
Yeah. Yeah, I
And
don't
then
give a
there's,
fuck about that.
and then there's M&M platinum.
Oh, no.
M&M platinum costs $200. And it is,
Ooh.
they are M&Ms for like, it's essentially like the Visa Black Card of M&Ms. So
only the elite of the elite,
yeah,
are getting platinums because they're
yeah.
$200.
Lately, like Bernie Sanders has been like giving speeches, and he's like, "It's the top 1% of the top 1%. They get. We're talking about the M&M platinums here. All the M&M platinums." He's pissed, dude. Bernie is very upset about this.
I inferred that from that balls on impression. That fucking dead ringer of an impression that he just did. I inferred that he was angry.
You didn't think it was a good impression?
I think it was, dude, I'm telling you, I think it was really good.
So,
I think it was a really good impression.
So you're working at the zoo. There's some, your coworkers are pretty cool, man. Like you're enjoying it. Like I said, you're doing the things that you want to do and you want to work at a fucking zoo. It's the thing you never thought you'd do, so you're gonna fucking do it. That's your thing.
Seahorse Garden
Yeah.
Zoo and Friends.
And yeah, Seahorse Garden Zoo and Friends. And so they call it that because in the middle of the zoo, there's like you know how like in The Shining they had those whatever you call the things that they cut, the animal shapes or whatever. Hedge animals or whatever.
Oh yeah.
So it's one of
Yeah,
it's
hedge.
A bunch of those, but it's like hedge animals, but they're all seahorses, and like they are in battle. There's like
so it's a bunch of fighting seahorse shrubs.
Yeah, and there's like blood flying everywhere. There's like they
what
have
do you
like
mean
certain,
there's blood? They're made out of plants.
but certain shrubs are painted red,
Oh
and they're
Jesus
like,
Christ!
you know, they're simulated like whoa, like arcing through the air.
So the zoo that I'm working for just has a depiction of a fantasy battle occurring between two clans of warring seahorses. And
Yeah.
there's blood being thrown about.
Yeah, there's
And so
blood
that's
spilled.
why they call their name Seahorse Garden.
Yeah.
Zoo and Friends.
Zoo and Friends. They added the end friends because they kind of thought like, you know, maybe people might see these, you know, the shrubbery and think like it's kind of weird. So
Yeah, it's
we got
very
to.
fucking weird.
So
It's very weird.
Your coworkers are pretty cool guys. Most of them are about your age, you know?
Yeah.
There's a guy whose name is Dave Ruhl, Ruhl.
Yeah.
His email address is DaveRuhlRules@yahoo.com.
Yeah.
There's a girl that you work with. Her name is Maxine Comet.
Maxine Comet.
She has huge like arm, like she has like arm tattoos of just like comets, you know what I mean? Both on her fucking arms, and they look pretty badass, dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she calls them the Comets of Maxine. There's a guy that you guys
that
just
sucks.
call and there's a guy you guys just call Mysterious Chris.
Why?
So
Do we just like not know anything about him?
he's fucking mysterious, dude. You know
What does that mean?
absolutely. You just don't know anything about him. He comes and goes. He comes to work, he leaves, and you just look at him and you go, and you guys talk sometimes. You're like, what do you think Mysterious Chris does when he's not around? When he's not here, rather. Like, what is his life like? You guys all have different theories about
Yeah, man.
what he is. Like your joke is like, you're like, whoa, maybe he's like an eccentric millionaire or something like that.
Yeah.
One of them.
I worked with guys like that.
Really?
Yeah, we called him Cannonball. He had
Do
a
you
big
mean?
he had a big beer gut. And when he would
Cannonball?
stand, he would stand and put his hand on his hip. One guy said it looked like he had a cannonball up his shirt. So everybody started calling him Cannonball. And he was very mysterious.
Yeah. Like you think
And
of
we always,
Cannonball every time
yeah.
that mysterious Chris walks by. Like he
I
has
probably
headphones
would.
on sometimes. Like at the before you guys open, you guys have to do certain things. And so
Yeah.
before it's open to the public, like you guys are cleaning or organizing things or
Scooping shit.
scooping shit. You're cutting the shrubs of the seahorse garden.
Oh, so where I'm maintaining this aesthetic.
I mean they have someone in the morning who does it. You
Oh,
don't really do it.
okay,
Yeah.
gotcha. Not me personally.
No. It's done by this woman who you only know her as Madeline.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So Mysterious Chris will wear like headphones and shit like that while he's like doing whatever his duties, morning duties are. You don't really know what they are. And so you're like, I wonder what he's listening to. You're like, what is this guy's fucking
Oh,
deal? He's
yeah.
the most mysterious person that you've ever met. And you honestly can't tell if he's cultivating it on purpose or if it's just a thing that happens.
That's
So
so weird.
You're working at the zoo and you accident like you're kind of like hanging out and you look down, you hear like your phone like vibrates. What do you do?
I look at my phone.
You look at your phone and it's like an email from Dave Rule, and it says to cool Aaron 69 at lanalex@gmail.com from Dave Rule Rules at yahoo.com, and it's basically an email that he didn't mean to send you. It's like by accident. Because it's him basically going through essentially saying like, hey, like we are hemorrhaging money. Like no one's coming to the zoo anymore. Like we need to like, basically they're saying like, yeah, like, I don't know. We might have at most, maybe 2 months left. They go, well, maybe, and then like they have a couple of solutions. None of them are very good. One of them just says open mic night, question mark.
Oh no.
So you see that. Would you well, like what do you do when you see that?
So looking for another job, looking immediately.
You wouldn't talk to Dave Rule or Mysterious Chris or anything?
Fuck no. Some, I mean, businesses go under all the time. If I have a heads up that I know that it's going under, I'm looking to get out of there as soon as possible.
Sure.
You know,
So you don't say anything to anybody. You just kind of like continue your day. You go
yeah.
home, and you are kind of tired, So you kind of just decide like you decide to have a quiet night in. So,
But again, I've got my rent paid for like 6 months, so I can like
yeah.
still work there and like ride it out and not like worry too much.
Right. Financially, yeah, you feel pretty secure.
Okay.
You order in take out Chinese, and you watch you illegally download this movie called We're Into This, and so
Yeah.
you just kind of like chill and you watch it, you go to bed.
What is we're into this?
It's like a romantic comedy. It's
Yeah.
about a couple looking for a third, and
Yeah.
it's
Like
like that's what it is. And so like it's a thing where they're like
their marriage is not well and they're trying to like save it by bringing in a third party kind of a thing.
No, that's the thing. Their
Oh.
marriage has never been better. S the characters, Steve and Brenda, they're just like they've reached an age. They're not like older, but they've been together since like high school. And
Okay.
so their thing is like they've decided that, you know what? We need like Fuck it.
Let's
Let's
open this
try
bitch
this.
up.
Let's open this bitch up. You know, they're secure enough in their relationship that, you know, no one's going to be too, you know, threatened, or so they say. So you watch We're Into This, and it's just them like hitting on people when they go out. There's like a lot of like comedic misunderstandings, and like it'll
Who
like everyone.
stars in it? Steve and
Brad Pitt.
Brenda.
It's Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so
I bet a lot of people would, that would be a highly anticipated film, I'd imagine.
it was it's the most highly anticipated straight to video movie of all time. And so you download it and you watch it, and it's pretty good, you know, whatever. You go to sleep that night, and you have kind of a strange dream. Basically, the dream is that you're like sitting by, like, you're like sitting on the beach, you know, by the ocean. And you like stretch, you
Yeah, I've
know,
stretched by the ocean before.
you wiggle your little toesy wosies. You kind of look out into the beach, and you see like four figures like walking out of the ocean towards you.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I mean? Where they're like, there's
Yeah,
like
they're walking
waves
towards me
crashing
from they're
behind
coming out of the fucking ocean.
with waves crashing behind them and stuff. They don't seem to notice the waves. They don't really do anything. And like before you even really know it, they're just standing in front of you.
Right.
Four figures. One of them is a man. He's wearing like short shorts, tank top, sweatband, total like 80s, you know. There's a guy who is wearing like a flannel shirt, you know. He's got like brown hair, earth tone pants. He's holding like a and you can smell it, and it smells like a pumpkin kind of latte thing. And even though it's
This
a
guy
dream,
walked out of the ocean and he's got a fucking latte in his hands. What you're
yeah,
telling
it's
me?
steaming hot.
Are you fucking serious?
And you can smell that pumpkin spice.
It probably smells great.
It lingers underneath your dream nose.
Gross.
There's a woman who is dressed like a tennis player, you know? And there's also a woman who is wearing like a heavy jacket and snow pants. And she kind of has like a hood over her head. And they look at you and they go, one of the guy who's dressed like
We
the
fucking
80s,
go.
he goes, "Hello, Aaron. I'm Summer." The guy in the flannel goes,
Are you
"I'm
fucking
Fall."
kidding me?
The woman tennis player goes, "I'm Spring." And the woman wearing the heavy clothing, and even though she's wearing the heavy clothing, Aaron, and you can't even really see her face because of the hood over the top of her head, you can tell there's a shape underneath that fucking parka. And she goes, "And I'm Winter." And they all say in unison, "And we are the Four Seasons." Fall goes on to explain to you, and remember, it is a dream. He goes on to explain to you that the
Oh,
land will actually.
good. I'm glad.
He goes on to explain to you that the Lanalax Corporation is at war with the seasons. They go, "It's kind of hard to explain to a mortal, but basically they want to wipe out all the seasons and only have one." Spring says,
Which one?
can you believe it, Aaron?"
Which season?
They all kind of like look nervously at each other, and they go, "The season that must not be named."
What the fuck? There's only four of them.
In the background, there's like you see a lightning bolt hit the ocean, and for a second, the ocean is just completely on fire. goes back to normal.
God damn it.
And then they kind of start, you kind of like realize you're waking up and they start to fade away. And then Winter says to you, I hope we can count on you, Aaron. You wake up. You go to work and you kind of have that dream on your mind, but you're like, all right, like, you know, I got to go to work. You get there. Dave Rule is like sitting at his desk. He looks up. He sees you. He goes, Aaron. He goes, you are never going to believe what happened.
You go, what? What happened?
He goes, we got a check in the mail today. And it's enough to keep this zoo running forever.
Cool.
He goes, can you believe it, Aaron? He goes, and it's anonymous too. Isn't that strange?
That's wild.
He goes, all it says on the check is that it's from the Four Seasons.
Hotel chain?
He goes, I don't know, man. I don't recognize this logo.
They have a logo.
The Four Seasons, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Four Seasons.
So the logo is like four is in silhouette. It's like four figures and they're like in the air, you know what I mean? And they're holding like weapons and it just says the Four Seasons underneath it.
What the fuck? Why do they have weapons?
So you have a normal day at the zoo. You clean up some monkey shit. You watch some penguins run around. You go home. You're kind of like, you're thinking to yourself, like, what you're going to make for dinner. What's like your favorite dinner to make for yourself, Aaron?
Man, I've been making this like thing where you saute a bunch of vegetables, like zucchini, a bunch of mushrooms, an onion, and then like a tofurkey sausage, and then you put like some pasta sauce with it. It's a shitload of vegetables and a little ricotta if I'm feeling naughty.
And Aaron, I gotta be honest with you.
It's pretty fucking good.
You've got some naughtiness on your mind. You good. Have
I usually do
a hunk of ricotta cheese. And that you have been saving for such an occasion. So you're thinking about that fucking tofurkey.
It's usually a little looser, but you know, yeah.
Sure. You're thinking about that fucking tofurkey. You open the door to your apartment and turn on the light. And standing there are the Four Seasons.
What the fuck, man?
They go, Spring goes, Aaron.
Get out of my fucking house.
He goes, did you hear the good news about the zoo?
Yeah, I heard that. Why can't you tell me on my porch? Get out of my fucking house.
And they go, all right, we'll talk to you on the porch. You blank and you're all five of you are standing on the porch.
Don't fucking do that. I walk inside my house.
As you close the door, you hear them go, you took our money, Aaron. Slam.
I didn't take shit. The zoo took your money. The zoo cashed your fucking check.
You go upstairs.
I got 6 months worth of rent paid up. If that zoo closed tomorrow, I'm going to be okay for a while. It's going to suck for people.
Yeah.
The zoo took your money. Talk to somebody at the fucking zoo. Talk to Mysterious Chris. I'm sure he'd love to help you. Figure out what he's listening to.
And then they kind of like look at each other and then they go like, will you not help us, Aaron?
No. Why the fuck would I help you?
They go, we have to save the weather from the Lanalax Corporation. They go, do you understand what's going to happen if they get rid of summer, fall, spring, and winter?
What do you want me to do?
They go, all you have to do is dream. We'll take care of the rest.
I go, stay the fuck out of my fucking dreams. Okay, stay out of them. I don't want you in there. I don't want to think about you. because that is a place where I am not in control. Stay the fuck out of my dreams. I'm not helping you otherwise.
And they all kind of like look at each other and they just go, okay. And they all like walk away in separate directions.
Great. See ya.
You go inside. You You make that dinner that you're talking about earlier. And I got to be honest with you, Aaron. It's the best meal that you've ever cooked in your entire
Holy
fucking
shit.
life.
It's really not hard. It's just a little saute, a little veg saute.
But it's some, there's, I don't know, there was something about the way that you were sauteing those veggies that I don't know what it was, but that first bite that you take, it's like biting into like heaven.
Very satisfying.
Yeah, it's very satisfying. You chew those veggies between your jaws, those strong jaws of yours.
Oof.
Food slides down your tight little throat, and
Oh,
you are
gosh,
having
Pat.
quite the evening. That night, you go to sleep. In your dream, you are sitting on the beach. The waves are going just a little like more like slower than before.
Okay.
Almost like they're moving in slow motion.
Well, there's so it looks like they're moving slow motion, not that it's just like a less active wave pattern,
No.
but it looks like it's even like falling in slow motion.
Yes, they're moving noticibly
Well, I don't
slower than
like
they
this.
normally do. And you kind of like look out into like the ocean and you see like a solitary figure walk out of the ocean towards you. You look down at your left hand and you realize you're holding a battle axe.
What the fuck?
On one side it says like summer, fall on like the sides of it, you know what I mean? And then the other side of it says spring, winter. And underneath winter in parentheses, it says the four seasons. It's the battle axe of the four seasons. And you hold it in your
Oh,
hand,
yeah.
and it feels perfect. It feels like it's the perfect weight for your hand. You feel like it's almost like you have an extension of your arm when you hold this fucking battle axe.
Battle Axe of the Four Seasons.
Yeah. The celestial blade, they call it. The figure is walking towards you, and you realize it's almost like a it's like an all like black figure. There's not a hint of light in this figure as it walks towards you. It's almost like it's a moving shadow. It points at you as it walks towards you, and it goes, "Give up the celestial blade, Aaron." What do you do?
I'd say why.
He just keeps walking towards you. He howls it again at you.
What happens if I don't?
And even though, like, he's an all shadowy figure, you can tell that he's even more angry. He comes to a stop right in front of you. You just hear him breathing heavily.
Oh, gross.
He goes, "Some chosen one you turned out to be. Will you give me the celestial blade or no?
So
Hero,
why would
hero
I give it to
of
you?
weather."
And so why would I give it to you?
He goes,
I don't know anything about this. I'm not about to give this thing away. I just came into possession of it. I don't know who the fuck it belongs to. It just appeared in my hands.
he
I'm not gonna
goes,
give it to you.
he
It looks like it's expensive, probably. I'm not just gonna give that away to somebody.
Right. The shadowy figure looks at you and it goes, "Aaron, give me the blade and those seasons will never bother you again."
I go, they don't bother me now. They don't bother me now.
He
I'm
goes,
from the Midwest. I love the Four Seasons.
and I'll make sure that zoo stays open forever, that zoo you love so much.
They already are. These guys paid them. Did you miss that part?
And he looks at you and he goes, "And you accepted their money?"
Said, I didn't accept shit. I have gotten nothing. The zoo accepted their money. How is this like such a difficult concept for you celestial beings to grasp? I didn't have anything to do with it. I had to be told about it.
Yeah.
Remember? I had to be told. I had nothing to do with that decision.
So, you say all that and then you kind of like feel something weird in your hand and you look down and suddenly there's like 12 pieces of silver in your hand. And you look up, and the shadow figure is holding the celestial blade. And he goes, "You took their money, Aaron.
I didn't take
Now
a
you
fucking
gotta
thing.
die, baby." And then a bunch of lightning starts coming down
Oh,
around
fuck
you.
you.
And you hear him go,
Fuck
"It."
you.
He suddenly, all the shadows go away. And it's
Fuck
like this guy
you.
standing there. He's wearing
Fuck
a
you.
shirt with lightning bolts on it.
Fuck
And
you.
he goes, "It's me,
Fuck
Aaron.
you. I
Chet
hate you.
Lightning." And he chops your fucking head off with the
Fuck
celestial
you.
blade. It turns out that if you
I don't
die
care.
in your dream, you die in real life. So in real life, your head like falls off. No one finds you for 6 months. Ironically, it's the person that you were so rude to at the landlord guy. He's the one who finds you. He falls to his knees in front of your headless body and just weeps.
Who fucking cares?
You were killed by Chet Lightning.
Yeah, I get it, Pat. I know. End it.